For Christmas gifts they'll love, come home to Chemist Warehouse for great savings every day.
With Marto, Margo and Nick Cody.
19th of November, it's Thursday, Marto, Margo and Nick Cody podcast.
Queenslander!
All right then, enjoy the show.
Well, let's remember what the text number is. 0484 10 1045. We encourage people to text us at any time, and I think they're eating us up overnight about Origin.
We opened up the floodgates last night. Terry wants to know, no Origin next week. Gladys and Anna should go 10 rounds bare knuckle in Premier Cage fighting.
Oh, that's ridiculous, Terry.
Who would win?
That's not going to happen. No.
Anna would win every day of the week.
Run it straight challenge is more their style.
Not she's exactly. Got good shoulders, Anna, doesn't she?
How's Mark, though? He wrote in, when do we start building a statue for Cam Munster outside of Suncorp Stadium? Is it a bit early?
Can I ask?
Before Cameron you Smith gets one, surely. Yeah.
You guys both went last night. Now, there's five statues there now. Do we cap it at 13 and start throwing a few up? Cam Smith's got to get a statue. Thursday's got to say no whenever you want to.
You know,
Thursday, you're happy with him?
Thursday's got to get a statue.
And then do we start going, we might as well put one up for Harry Grant now.
Yeah.
No, but maybe those guys that are the younger ones that have shown that they're obviously very, very good, they should get, you know, when people make statues out of cans, like you could get all the gold cans around Caxton, put a statue up out of cans, and then depending on how they go the next few years.
Just knock it down if they turn out being shit.
Yeah, and if it's good, cover it in bronze or whatever.
Hold on, here's one from Dave at Capera on the text phone. Margo, did you bring Corey's boot in with you this morning? Shoey! Can you explain, please?
Yes.
There is a boot sitting in front of us.
Yesterday, the day before, we went out to lunch as a bit of a team, end of the year, and I may or may not at the end of the lunch been captured on video saying that I will do a shoey out of one of Corey's game boots if he wins. So I've brought in his 300th game boot, and at some stage today on the show, I will do a shoey.
Does the lid lift off? He's got it in an actual trophy case. Give us a little bit.
I think we're going to do it before 7:30. If you want
Oh, my God.
You want to hear and see Margo doing a shoey out of Corey's 300th boot. Before 7:30.
Didn't do much on his 300th, obviously.
Just rested on his laurels.
Who won last night? Did anyone see?
I'm pretty sure it was the team in Maroon.
Was it Queensland?
Queenslander!
Thank you. Are we going to make sense at any stage today?
No.
Probably not.
No.
The Big Breakfast. Triple M.
How good's this? We're bringing tradies together with ladies next Wednesday night at Lefty's, bringing a whole heap and just join in together and have some romance.
Yeah, and it's not just about us. I mean, we are no matchmaker professionales, but we've got Linda from Ideal Introductions going to be joining us down there on Wednesday night. Actually, matching people together and giving people tips on what to do and what to say and how to date, because it's a tough old world out there getting out and about.
We'll be creating magic. And the thing is, a lot of the girls have told us, gee, I'd love to get my hands on a tradie. Well, this is your opportunity. Have we got a new entrant for this morning?
Yeah, we certainly do, Marto. Kirsty from Carina joins us. Good morning, Kirsty.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Who is Kirsty? Who are you, Kirsty?
Tell us.
I am a single mum and looking for some fun with the tradie.
Now, are you sure you just don't need a bit of work done around the house? Are you looking for true love or just a few hours work?
Well, it would very much come in handy to have a fella around here to help clean the fans that I can't reach to and that sort of thing.
Kirsty, it says you're looking for someone who can have fun but also watch Netflix and chill with. What are you binge watching currently on Netflix?
I'm actually binge watching Prison Break at the moment.
Oh, an oldie but a goodie.
Yes, yeah, rewatching
Wentworth
that one.
Miller, nice.
Yes, give us a little bit.
Give us a little bit more. Like, who are you? Did you watch Yellowstone? What else are you into so we can get a read on you? Into The Crown?
I actually haven't watched either of those. I'm more of I love Shameless. I've watched that from season 1 through 9. So I like a little bit of comedy there.
Smutty I would say. Because that's pretty smutty old Shameless.
Yep. Yeah. Good Girls was a good one to watch. So a little bit of money laundering happening as well. So
okay.
A bit of an eclectic version of episodes there.
Kirsty, have you previously dated bad boys, which is where you've gone wrong? Are you looking for more of a good boy this time round?
No, they've always been good boys. So maybe
looking for a bad boy.
Okay, can I just check? Did you enjoy when Tedesco left the field last night for a head injury assessment?
I didn't watch the Origin.
Okay, we're not going to hold that against
you. Okay, that's all right.
I went out for a couple of wines with a girlfriend instead.
Well, that's perfect because men, when you do get a fella, they need their space on Origin.
Yeah, so they
night.
Can go off to the footy and Kirsty can go out and have a wine with her girlfriends.
Completely happy.
Oh,
for
hold
that.
On. Here's a photo. She's quite attractive.
She's very attractive.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Beautiful
right.
girl, Kirsty. What are you hoping to come away with achieving next Wednesday night? Just getting someone's number, maybe giving your number out? Do you move, like make the first move, or are you going to stand back and let someone put the moves on you?
Look, I'm probably the type of person who will make the first move. I'm not shy, to say the least.
Well, you know how blokes are, so that's good.
Yeah, so maybe walk away with a cheeky little date, potentially.
Nice make one. It COVID safe, like no.
Oh, yeah, like the 50,000 at Suncorp last night, COVID safe.
Kirsty, we will see you at Tradie for a Lady Wednesday night, Lefty's Music Hall, Brisbane's bar of choice with its notorious rockabilly attitude. And as you mentioned, Margot, we are working with Linda from Ideal Introductions,
yeah, she's great.
Creating better matches for lasting relationships.
You got a trade in mind, Kirsty?
I'm thinking maybe carpenter or an electrician.
All there'll right, be plenty
carpenters
of those.
And electricians of Brisbane, yep. Get your entries in because... Kirsty is ready to rock and roll.
TripleM.com.au. The Big Breakfast.
Triple M. Can we take time out and talk about the Origin, perhaps?
Oh, how good was yeah. it?
Let's talk about it.
How good was it?
You two went to the stadium.
Yes.
Your first Origin,
no,
Nick.
No, I went to game one last year. I've been to all the ones down in Melbourne.
Oh, God,
but
that's
it was
terrific.
By far the best one.
The best one. Game three decider at Suncorp Stadium. Queensland won. There was a sea of maroon
tell me
in
at the
crowd.
Start, was it a nervous crowd? Did you get that? Because I was at home with about 8-10 people watching it.
It was nice to be around that many people again.
I parked up here at the barracks at the top of Caxton Street and walked down with the crowd like at about 6:30, 6:45, and it was just people everywhere. The street was
packed.
Close off Caxton Street. The street was packed from edge to edge. All the bars were lined with people out the windows yelling Queenslander, people in the street yelling Queenslander.
Can we play a game of this? How good was it when Val Holmes scored?
Munster again, short chance on here.
How good was that? I knew we were going to win from there. We won those early exchanges, score first. I thought, we're away here.
I love the three kick try.
Oh, my God, how good was that?
Munster?
Yeah.
Loves kicking the pill.
How Kicks good was Big Papali just shoulders into everyone, knees into Tedesco? Yeah.
The Maroon Tarago.
Yeah. Mm. Listen, you two, you were there at the game.
My mate was calling him. I loved it.
Could you explain what happened here? Because they didn't show it on the telly.
So, there's some idiot streaking on the floor. No, he's got clothes on. But...
A streaker in clothes.
What was the story?
Oh, that was the first streaker.
Yeah, the first streaker, no good. He dropped down early. There was one towards the end of the game. That ran on. I think he was just
in
jocks.
He was in Budgie Smugglers.
Oh, nice.
He had Budgie Smugglers
Classy.
On, a pair of cons, and no socks, and he had one of those dreadlock beanies.
Did he have a ball with him?
He had a fake ball.
Yeah, he broke the ankles of a few security guards.
Oh, he beat a few guards.
Him, and everyone cheering him on, and he scored a try, and the place went nuts.
He clutched his fake ball, like which was just air, and just dove
and
over the try line.
He wasn't the same guy as Mikey and Marty, whatever they were from the AFL.
He was solid, and the security guard had their hands full.
Okay, so he just jumped the fence with clothes on.
Yeah, he gave up pretty quick.
Oh,
yeah.
Did he get belted?
He was wearing like check maroon pajamas. Boring.
The crowd
clothes off, mate, if you're going to streak.
The crowd only booed him because he gave up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He laid down on the ground.
Yeah.
You're on Suncorp.
He ran and then just laid down on the ground and wait for security
Five grand.
Come to him.
Well, thankfully, Jai Arrow didn't check on him. He'd be in a rough way this morning.
How good. Here's another how good. How good was Daly Cherry Evans when he addressed the accusations?
And on behalf of the worst ever Queensland team, thank you very much.
Classy.
So
what a
good.
Night.
Post-match celebrations are always the best. What about Cam Munster? How good is Cam Munster?
He's got to go and find Hectic Cheese now somewhere. Hectic Cheese is still
Byron Bay.
They're all heading down to Byron Bay.
He's still there.
Corey had to do a cross with Kevvy Walters at the front of the stadium after the game.
Also, Fox Sports.
And they got absolutely pumped.
And look at the Queenslanders around here just enjoying that winning Queensland Origin feeling.
People jumping on them and jumping on them and cuddling them.
Get a bit of that up
here. Oh, it's so good. How good is Queensland?
Well, let's open it up. Greg from Everton. Is that you, Greg, who we gave tickets to, you and your young bloke Parker, yesterday?
It is, guys, and I can open with Queenslander.
Yeah.
Of course.
Queenslander.
What was your favourite bit, mate?
How good?
Oh, look, for me, it was seeing the young fella smile when that final whistle blew, but Cherry Evans dropping the mic on the mall with from the worst team in Queensland history, that was gold.
Yeah, so good. How good was it?
It was the young fella smiled from ear to ear, the walk down Caxton Street.
That's worth a year's education at school, walking down Caxton Street last night, isn't it, Greg?
I reckon the walk up was worth more.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know what annoyed me, though? The captain's challenge right at the very end.
Come on, mate.
It made it a bit tense, but it's also like the last day of the year and the bell rings and somebody asks one more question.
Shut up, mate. We're already half out of here.
But you know what? We got to celebrate not once, but then twice. Up your Addo-car.
Rodney from the Gold Coast, what was your favourite bit? How good was it?
Queenslander. Favourite bit was what Margo just said. I was behind the goalpost and we got to celebrate.
Yeah.
And then about 5 minutes later, we got to celebrate again. We put the final siren. But going up to the ground, I come out of my hotel and there was Coops right there. I said, oh, let's go, Coops. We have to get a little selfie here.
Cooper Cronk?
Did you got one with him?
Gavin Cooper. Yeah, the gun. Yeah, got a little selfie. Yeah, so thanks, Coops, for that.
Queenslander. So happy, Roy.
Yeah. How good.
Cheers, mate.
Barry from Clayfield, good morning. How good is Queensland?
Oh, that was fantastic, seriously. Best I've seen.
Barry, you don't sound like a Queenslander.
No, of course, I'm South African, that's right.
Okay, now, have you been a league fan for very long?
No, being South African, you're all into union.
Yes.
You'd never see league over there. But I've been here about 3 years. I've been watching the league on TV because I thought, you got to get into it. That's the thing, yeah?
Where'd you watch the game last night, Barry?
It's the first game I've ever been to.
Are
you kidding? What an event to attend. What was your favourite bit, Bar?
Beginning to end.
I was telling Nick,
I actually bumped into the King at coming out of the Newstead Brewing Company. I went for a snack before game.
Snack.
What a way to start off.
It's called a pub feed, Barry, not a snack.
Barry, now you are a Queen. Can you give us a quick Queenslander before we farewell, Barry? Barry, a Queenslander, just to prove you are one.
Queenslander!
That is the best one.
Take it, citizenship.
Dennis from Brown Plains, take us home, mate. How good was what?
How good was Harry Grant last night?
Every time
he touched that ball, it was just magic.
Dennis, are you of the opinion that Jake Friend, unfortunately, will never play Origin again now that Harry Grant's got himself in there?
Just quietly.
Sorry, Jakey. We love you, mate. And congratulations on the debut and your first series win, but that'll be the first and the last.
There is one on the burner phone. Best part was Gus Gould having to accept defeat. God, he's a pinhead.
Thanks for the calls, everyone.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
This is one of the most amazing stories in Australian media this year. This guy was a plumber. He did a job at Lawrence Mooney's house. Lawrence Mooney has gone, hold on, you're something special. And next thing you know, Rudy Vanderstone becomes the sensation of TV reviewing in Australia. And here he is now. Rudy, hello.
Good morning to you. Yes, I was over at the Moon Man's house. There was a terrible blockage. good morning to you, Brisbane. And good morning to everybody listening to 104.5. Triple M in Brisbane. Now, let's get on with The Crown, Season 4. Good morning and welcome to Rudy's TV review. On Sunday night, Season 4 of The Crown dropped on Netflix. That's what the young people say, isn't it, Nick?
Yeah.
That the season dropped, they put it up on Netflix. And my wife, Martha, and I settled in for the binge.
Did you
Martha
Netflix loved... and chill, Rudy?
Yes, we do. But we watch the series and then we open up our Kundalini pathways. And we get into a bit of tantra. You know what that is?
Yeah.
That is
sex that deferring, takes a long time.
That's right. Deferring your gratification.
Finish.
This series is set in the 80s and features the Iron Lady Margaret Thatcher as the Prime Minister of the UK. In episode one, Margaret and her dithering husband Dennis are invited to Balmoral Castle to watch the privileged inbred ninnies, i.e. the royal family, play out their bloodlust for stag hunting, which they refer to as deer stalking. Balmoral Castle, they should call it Immoral Castle. Now, back at Balmoral Castle, Margaret Thatcher is hideously bullied by the royals because she isn't across all the insane royal protocols. They laugh and snicker behind her back, and for the first time in my life, I actually felt empathy for Margaret Thatcher. That's how bad the royal family is. This series also covers the courtship of Prince Charles and Lady Di. Charles is in love with Camilla, but he's forced to find a clean skin to marry. Knowing what we know now, it's like watching lambs go to the slaughter. That poor girl. Charles never intended to give up Camilla, and Di said in that famous interview, there were three people in that marriage. They should have tried a threesome. It might have worked out. In the background of this series, the troubles are in full flight in Northern Ireland, and the terrorism goes off the charts, Marto. A massive success for the IRA is when they blow up Lord Mountbatten's boat. Did you know Lord Mountbatten had a boat?
Yes. It wasn't he Prince Charles's godfather and mentor?
Yes, he was the uncle of Prince Philip and a much-loved father figure to Charles. Anyway, spoiler alert, the IRA blow this royal ponce to smithereens.
Really takes the sting out of terrorism, calling it the Troubles, doesn't it?
Absolutely does. But that was back when terrorism was polite, Nick. Yeah. The IRA would say, get everyone out of the pub, we're going to blow it up. If you're into royal bingo and your bingo card includes inbreds arranging marriages, animal cruelty, bullying, violent oppressing of the colonies, repulsive privilege, and a boat being blown up, then bingo! This series is for you.
Sign me up.
I wouldn't be surprised if Australians, after watching this, took their flags and cut out the top left-hand corner, because we're not sponsored by Reebok. Let this become a republic. I hate the royal family. Goodbye.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Queenslander. They got it done. Game three last night. The decider.
Queenslander!
We just keep seeing Cam Munster on the screen. He got man of the series. He played unbelievably well again last night. A three-kick setup for a try.
Oh, God.
Freakish. But you can't forget that 3 weeks ago, he was maggot. He was blind down celebrating.
After the Melbourne Storm win.
And I want to know right now, what did you have to do with a hangover?
I'm doing a radio show. Give me the prize now.
No, Mudo, what? You're still drunk. No, you're not hungover yet.
That'll be later.
Drunk responsibly, but
yes, of course.
I had to do a kid's birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
I had to do a first birthday party. We'd got on the drink the night before because it was Corey's birthday weekend, and then Wiley's birthday is 3 days after Corey's birthday. So we'd all got on the drink and then had to front up and host like 75 people for a birthday barbecue, set up a jumping castle, do all that awesome stuff.
That's the sort of stuff I want to hear. 1-3-3-5-3, what did you have to do hungover? Have you had to work a rough job?
Lockie from Moggle, when was it, mate?
Hey, mate, it's actually this morning.
Oh, there'll be a few dusty heads, I'm sure, right around.
Tell us when you finished.
2:30 in the morning.
Good effort.
Got up at 3:30. I'm not actually from Moggle. I'm living in Bridgie City. Yeah. Had to make the drive out here. Sorry. We're roofers. Yes. We're up in a scissor lift at the moment. Heads are throbbing.
Is that a hazard?
Boys are the same. We all went to the game last night, so.
It was worth it, wasn't it, Locke?
Oh, 100%, mate, 100%.
Be careful up there, please.
Yes, be careful.
Make sure you get your 45 and 90-degree angles right today, Lockie. Courtney from Everton Hills, good morning.
Good morning. Back when I was going to do a Gold Coast half marathon, I'd gone to a work ball the night before, so I think I'd polished off maybe 3 bottles of champagne, got home at 3 a.m.
Yeah. I love that.
Had a quick maybe an hour sleep, shower, and then my friend picked me up to take me down. I'm pretty sure I was still drunk by the time I finished the race, but I was still able to get a personal best of over 5 minutes.
Oh, well done.
So is the 3 bottles of champagne pre-marathon now just standard?
Standard, yeah.
Definitely. It's
going to
get me a better time. Why not?
Good job.
You could have run the full marathon if you drank more. Well done.
Well done. Kate from Sherwood, what did you do hungover?
I took my daughter to an event at Government House.
FML. Is that what you were just repeating to yourself, Kate?
Yes. It was not a pretty look. I was at the casino till the sun came up, and then she had to be there.
Magnificent. How old was your daughter?
Strutted in.
Was your daughter getting an award, or what was the story?
Oh, she was singing at an event.
So you had to stand still for about an hour or something.
Yeah, no, it wasn't even exciting. It was just I was the driver. I don't think I should have been driving either.
Things like sunnies that day, Kate. Just pretend to be awake and just close the eyelids underneath the glasses.
I thought Kate had backed it up. Just hop in the cab at the casino blind. Just the Government House.
Next we got to keep moving.
Just pick my daughter up on the way there. Thanks.
We got to keep moving to traffic, but we can't take everyone. Mark from Newstead, he had to umpire his kid's tennis match. Oh, what about
hey,
that?
Kate, we're going to give you $200 to spend at the D Shop. It's an online department store, so you can get yourself some Christmas presents.
Oh, thank you.
Shop online and save at dshop.com.au. Save up to 90% on furniture, exercise, and more. I feel like someone's got to say it. Drink responsibly.
Queensland.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Big Breakfast, Triple M, Marto, Marco and Nick Cody. If you're a single tradie or a single lady, join us for Tradie for a Lady Lefties next Wednesday night, all thanks to Total Tools. Low prices on the world's biggest tool brands guaranteed.
When you say things on the radio, you've got to come through with them, Margo. This is 3 days ago.
I said, if Queensland win, I'll do a shoey out of Corey's 300 food on Thursday morning.
Swear? Yes.
What am I shoeying, though? Who is that loose unit?
That was you at a lunch.
What an idiot.
Now, why I don't know. Specifically the 300-game boot?
Margo gets excited.
Well, the thing was I had seen this the day before
walking
through the house, and I went, oh, that's cool. And
were all
then,
the cups
I
in the
know.
Dishwasher?
I just thought, got excited. I've never done a shoey before. You know, like these days, social media is such a thing, and everyone films everything. I didn't realise that someone had actually filmed me saying it, so... It was a matter of
now,
it
you've
was
never
recorded,
done a shoey.
So now I have to.
We've never had shoey. A shoey done in this studio. It's a
mad, of
course, invented by the Mad Hueys and made famous by Daniel Ricciardo, I guess.
And this is a new and Taito Iwasa, the UFC fighter, Shoey Vassa, they call him. Is this how you christen a Triple M studio? Is doing a shoey in it?
Well, we've got a thing. We got a what's on the ground?
I've got a beer and I have a boot. Mm. Do I pour the beer in fully and then skull, or pour and skull at the same time?
Well, you've just spilt a bit.
Spilt a bit.
Okay. Now, don't drink out of the can. Yeah. You've got to drink
it's not
out
a
of the
canny. Nervous. It's a shoey.
Is there like a way to do
we've
this?
We've never done it.
Right,
there is a way to do it. You pour it into the shoe, then you skull it.
Okay.
All right.
You ready?
But
the whole can.
Responsibly.
Yeah. Well, you start doing it, but the whole can won't fit in the shoe, will it? Oh, yeah. Yeah. So fill the shoe up. Fill the whole shoe up. Righto. This is interesting radio for everyone.
Yeah.
Corey, what size is he? Size 11, whatever he is.
13,
it takes
12.
A whole can of 4X gold. That's what's happening.
Easily.
All right.
Easy.
Now you've got to drink the whole thing.
All right. Clap her in.
All right.
Here we go. Margo,
when you're ready, Margo.
Doing a shoey live on air.
Queensland!
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 There we go. How was that, Margo?
Classic.
Queenslander.
Breakfast. Triple M.
Let's just veer off rugby league for a second. Matters of national security. Have you seen the story about, you know, how China's up us all the time?
They've made 14 complaints about us
something? No, it's going all over the place. Yeah, who do they complain?
I'd like to whinge about Australia, please.
Hello, what is this, the call line? Now, but you know how ScoMo, Scott Morrison's gone over to Japan. He has to self-isolate when he gets back. So it was obviously important for him to go over
there.
And the importance is recognised by we've got a little agreement with Japan, which would have seemed unlikely 20 years ago. Well, you know, some of the diggers who fought in World War II go, what? We've now got a defence alignment with Japan. This is amazing. So it's a big deal, and that's part of that's to counter China. All right? So not only is there that, so that's going on the side, but ASIO's going, there's been a rise. They're just about to start these ad campaign. Have you seen this? ASIO, Australian Security, help me out here, information organisation. Well, they're the spy network, okay? They do our spying and they keep
like
an eye on spies. Yeah, and there's apparently a lot of spies running around in Australia. Like, I didn't know this, but there was a warning about 3 months ago and they said, keep an eye out. We know they're around. We're trying to counter them, etc. They're about to, this is fair dinkum, everyone. They're about to start these ads on TV and they star a guy. They've made him, it's animated ads for ASIO. They're going, be careful. If you've got a job like this guy, Jack, in the ad, he's an engineer, a cartoon character engineer, and he goes about. And this girl starts showing him some interest. Her name's Emily. And she starts showing some interest and as, you're so clever. I think we should headhunt you. And she offers him another job. And they're going, here it is. Here's Emily approaching Jack.
Emily is a spy operating from another country. She's trying to cultivate Jack as a source and wants him to give away sensitive information.
And then it goes on and on. It's quite dramatic. So anyone, if you're a bloke and you get approached by a girl, just knock them back because that's clearly what they're up to. They're not interested in you. They're interested even if you're just a carpenter, they're probably going to steal some national secrets. So be very careful of women, men.
I mean, unless you're coming to our tradie for a lady event next Wednesday, then definitely don't avoid women.
Would any of our tradies have any information that's useful to a foreign government? No. Don't.
The Big Breakfast, Triple M.
Bring them together. That's what they said. Bring the tradies and the ladies. The ladies love the tradies love their ladies too. And we want to do it all next Wednesday night.
Did we end up finding out who the king of the trades was?
No, we don't care. Well, it's
different. What are ladies asking for chippies and sparkies?
Well, they seem handier. Yeah. Is that why? They can do stuff around the house, fix light bulbs, build a deck perhaps.
But they overlook the butchers and bakers and candlestick makers who are all tradies as well.
And they've also missed out on this. An aircraft mechanic, Steve. Morning, mate.
G'day. How you going, guys?
We haven't had one of these. Are you working for the who for? Qantas or?
No. I'm a avionics technician in the RAF.
Oh, in the Air Force. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you find yourself in that position, Steve?
Quite a while ago. I used to work up near the Ecker Grounds, and they had a careers expo there one day, and I went by and saw the defence band there, and I went in and went, you know what, I'll have a crack at this, and yeah. You know, nearly 20 years later, here I am.
Steve, for all the girls, single girls listening and thinking, gee, I should get involved, describe your photo. You're looking pretty fit and healthy. What's the story?
I live a pretty sort of fit and active lifestyle. I do, I still compete in my sport at a pretty high level, which is good fun, yeah.
What's your sport?
I'm an Olympic weightlifter.
Oh,
an Olympic. Okay.
Sorry, Steve, I've got to ask this because I know all the ladies will. What are you bench, bro?
You know what? That's the one question that we don't do bench press.
What are you deadlift?
Like a deadlift.
We do snatches and clean and jerks.
Ah.
Like what you said, the Olympic Games and stuff like that. Yeah,
that's true.
Okay, Steve. So if I'm a lady next Wednesday night and I see you across the crowd and I think, he's a bit of all right. Mm. How much time do you spend in the gym that will take you away from dating me, Steve?
not a great deal. Like with work, I get to train during work times a bit. In the afternoons, I train a few times a week. A couple hours type thing.
Would you be looking for someone to train with? Someone who's fit and active and healthy as well? Or do they, it's not a requirement?
Not so much doing what I do, but definitely someone who likes to look after themselves and leads a healthy lifestyle. Hmm. So, yeah.
Steve, if I'm a girl, I'd probably ask you next week, how come you haven't got a partner at the moment?
It's been a while. I'm actually widowed 5 years ago, five and a half years ago. Yeah, I sort of had a couple of little relationships here and there between then, and so here I am, found myself. Yeah.
Are you a single dad, Steve? Have you got kids?
I am. Yeah, I'm a sole parent to a little tribe at home. Yeah.
How many kids have you got?
I've got five.
Wow! Nice. What a guy. Steve.
Yeah, ranging from 19 down to 12.
Oh, beautiful. My God. Single dad, great job, keep fit and healthy, loves his dog, he loves his kid.
There'll be a girl what for a you catch. Next week, Steve.
Oh, look, they're only human, aren't they? I got to.
Well, Steve, we spoke to someone before with triplets. You could have an eight, like a Brady Bunch situation.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, sound that case.
Steve's looking for -3.
Steve, we will see you Wednesday night at Lefty's. Ladies, if you want to meet Steve, triplem.com.au. Register for Tradie for a Lady. All thanks to Total Tools. Low prices on the world's biggest tool brands, guaranteed. Also, just to let you know, we are working with a relationship expert, Linda from Ideal Introductions, creating better matches for lasting relationships.
And ladies, Steve is a good-looking rooster. He's fit. He's an awesome dad. Get around
him. And it's not just about young blokes. You know, Steve's edging on 50. He's looking for someone, well, 47, Steve. You're closer to 50 than you are 40 these days.
Hold on. Steve was going to turn up next week and tell the girls he was 34.
I don't want our ladies to think they're all young blokes. Well, you know, there's gentlemen out there who are well established.
God, you're lowering the tone, mate.
No, I just wanted to let the ladies know that the field is open.
Sorry, Steve.
Look,
look, I act like a kid, so it's fine.
There you go.
Young at heart, Steve.
We'll see you there, Steve.
Yeah, all right, cheers, guys.
Triple M.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Nick Cody.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse for Christmas gifts they'll love. Come home to Chemist Warehouse.
Oh, Ralph Lauren Polo Ultra Blue. I can smell it from here. 40 mils for just $34.99, boys.
Is that,
if you need something
one?
To get your ladies for
Ralph
Christmas.
Lauren, yep.
Is that the one with the horse playing
the horse,
polo?
Yeah, the polo horse.
What about the scent? You know it's good because they're claiming it. This is the scent.
Oh, well, it's Hugo Boss, of course.
That's the name.
Yep.
Yeah. 100 mils, $69.99. You can't go wrong.
What's with the, can I get back to the Ralph Lauren with the horse and playing polo? What's with that?
I don't know. Yeah. But I know the site, if you've got a Ralph Lauren shirt on, the larger the horse is, the more of a wanker you are.
Yeah, I agree with you.
The more games of rugby union you've attended, I believe.
Yes. And collar up, please, and spray some Ralph Lauren.
Chemist Warehouse, some new cologne, some new scent for Christmas. Great gift.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
What a surprise. Can we keep talking Origin for a little bit longer after a magnificent evening?
There is no other day to talk Origin.
All right. Now, what about last night? Made his debut. There were four guys made their debut, but one of them was special. Of course, I got married to a Rocky girl in Rocky. And when I told my wife, I said, see that Harry Grant? He's a Rocky boy. She went nutso.
I told you there was a guy in the crowd behind me, very drunk. And when my mate yelled out, where have you been all my life, Harry Grant? Yeah. The guy behind us was so blind, he actually answered. He said, he's at West on loan from the Storm.
Oh, God. He was so good. And after the game, Harry Grant, when they said, how did you go in your first game?
Oh, I don't know, mate. I'm buggered. Best feeling ever.
And then he talked about how he wanted to go to Byron. But even better, a mate of mine from Yeppoon, he's Harry Grant's dad, coached his boys. Oh. And he said, here's his number. And we got him now. Paul Grant, hello.
G'day, fellas.
Was that the greatest day of night of your life?
The best one when I married his mum, mate. Yeah.
But aside from that, Paul, it's us you're talking to. How proud are you?
The misso must be standing right next to him.
How proud are you?
Yeah, she's in my pocket, mate. Yeah.
Now, I heard him the other day on the news saying that you were actually a New South Wales fan and that would have been the first night you ever supported Queensland.
Correct. Yep. I got them home, I reckon.
Good night to get on board.
Yeah, welcome.
I think, I might be turned for a while. Lived in Queensland longer than New South Wales. But
exactly. Well, should we do some sort of citizenship? Did you have a Queensland jersey on last night?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I got it on. I got pictures to prove it.
Yeah. We don't normally appreciate turncoats here at Triple M, but we are willing to accept you and bring you on board as a proud Queenslander after Harry's efforts last night. It was dynamite off the bench and pretty safe to say that he has, mounted himself a spot in that Queensland side for like the next 10, 15, 20 years if he wants it, because he was outstanding.
Oh, yeah. He went all right. He's had a good year, and I think it shows that if you give a young bloke a crack, he might, there's plenty of blokes playing Q Cup can probably do what Harry did, I reckon.
Oh, he's amazing. He came down and played for East before he went down to the Storm and then the Tigers everywhere. So last night, when he ran on, you and your wife, what's your wife's name?
Margie, Princess Margaret.
You're all right. You and Princess Margaret sitting there, did either of you have a tear when he ran on or when he made that break or anything like that?
No, but we had a big smile on our face.
Oh.
Yeah.
Paul, it's safe to say, like, Corey's mum and dad are probably his biggest critics. You know, they're the ones that tell him how it is. If he had a bad game, they're the first ones to get in there. Is that the sort of parents you are? You don't try and ruffle him up too much, just keep him solid and down to earth and on the ground?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, you've got to keep him down to earth. Yeah.
All right, so what did he do wrong last night?
What are the criticisms?
Night? Yeah, what did he do wrong?
What did he do wrong? Yeah, he celebrated a bit too quickly after he scored that dubious try. But,
dubious. The blue's still coming through.
He would have been happy that his little arms got him over the line or on it.
I think he's going to be a salesman when he finishes playing footy, by the way he fell on.
See, that's how you raise a champion.
Oh. Now, Paul, is Princess Margaret, is she a Queenslander?
Yeah. Queenslander. Yeah,
there she is. There you go. Put her on, Paul. You get...
I'd have to go say one word, Queenslander.
Oh, yeah. You've been yelling all night, Margaret. That's sensational.
I haven't, actually. No, I don't yell much in the game.
Are right. you a quiet observer, Margaret?
Oh, I think I am, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I like to take it all in. Watch what he's doing.
Are you happy? He's on his way to Byron Bay in the next couple of hours. Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah. Yeah, go and enjoy himself, yeah.
We just spoke with Alfie. They sound like they've had a couple of beers, a couple of quiet ones, as most men would say. He's a bit of a lead by example kind of guy, Alfie. Are you happy for Harry to be led by Alfie?
I think that you would not get a better mentor than Alfie. Yeah. Yeah.
He's running more than water this morning. Harry, Paul and Margaret Grant, parents of Harry Grant, we're so proud for you. We're so proud of your son. Well done. What a debut.
Thank you.
Thanks for that.
Thank you. Triple M.
That's another Big Breakfast done and dusted.
God, you do so much for this town.
For Christmas gifts they'll love, come home to Chemist Warehouse for great savings every day.
Triple M.
Triple M.